Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Eric. Lance Lysowski from the Buffalo News. I guess I should say welcome to Buffalo in some ways, and thanks for doing this. First off, how would you describe your emotions when you hear the news? And did the situation you're going to, you know, specifically, you know, a Sabres team that hasn't made the playoffs in 9 years, did that really contribute to some of the emotions you were feeling right off the bat?
Well, I think just the initial shock of everything was the biggest emotion I felt and we felt. You know, it's been a great fit here in Minnesota for me and for my family. We really integrated well, and not only you know, on the rink for me, but you know, my kids and my wife, and to me that's my most important thing. So when you get kind of that news, you know, pretty much out of the blue, it kind of throws you for a little bit of a loop. But we've been able to process here a little bit more over the last 2 days or so, and you know, we're still got a lot to sort out and figure out, but you know, it's something that you know, is a change, but we can adapt to change, and we can you know, move forward, and that's what we're going to do, and we're excited about the opportunity and the challenge that's ahead.
Hey, Eric, John Worrell with the Associated Press. I've got two questions. One actually about the news that just came out of Minnesota, but first off, welcome to Buffalo in some ways. Just wondering, at your age, I mean, how much is it difficult to, well, how do you get your mind around adapting to the new challenge, and how much does it help that Kevin Adams, a guy you're very familiar with, is here in Buffalo as the GM?
Yeah, I mean, that's been you know, a very, very, very large factor. I mean, I've gotten to know Kevin really well, you know, over a number of years. He was very good to me as a young player in Carolina. Was at his house numerous times as a young guy, and you know, we just got along really well. So when he became general manager there in Buffalo, I sent him a note, just, you know, wishing him the best, and knowing that he would succeed and do well. Little did I know he'd be trading for me in 2 months, but you know, it's been, I haven't talked to him a lot. It's been pretty whirlwind here the last 2 days, but definitely, you know, being able to play for him and knowing the type of character and person he is important to me. And, you know, it's definitely, a different situation, than, you know, than where I have been. But, you know, I am getting to the later stages of my career, and I understand that's, you know, sometimes how things go, and you know, it's a new opportunity, and I'll be ready for it.
And just the news about Saku, the Wild announced that they're not re-signing him today, just a few minutes ago, as a matter of fact. Just what your thoughts are about where that team is, just what your thoughts are about that, and how things are going there.
Well, at this point, it doesn't really matter what I think, to be honest. For me, I'm in a new situation and a new spot. Miko was a good teammate to me. Obviously, he had a phenomenal career, especially here in Minnesota. He's you know, been an integral part of this organization here for a long time and had, you know, has had a great career. So, I wish him the best in whatever he decides to do with his future. But as far as everything else goes, the way it all happened was a little bit out of the blue, shockish for me and for my family. But that's sports. That's how some things go. And we'll figure out and navigate as we go. So I'm not gonna stress or worry too much about the decisions that they make moving forward.
Hi there, Eric. Adam Benigni, WGRZ Buffalo, the NBC station here. I guess my question, I know it's been a lot to take in over the last couple of days, as you have said. What do you know about the Sabres? You know, with Jack Eichel, that sort of thing, the situation they've been in, some of the young talent that has been slow to develop, and what impact can you make as a center behind Eichel here? What do you see when you look at this lineup? How close is it, and how much of a difference do you think you can make at this stage of your career?
Yeah, hopefully I can be impactful. I mean, that's the plan. I don't honestly know a lot about the team in general. I've been in the West for the last 4 years, so it's tough when you're in a different conference. You don't really, play that team. You only play them twice a year, so you don't really get a very good feel about who they are, what they are. But I know they've got a lot of talent. I know, obviously, Jack is elite. There's also Skins, who I've played with in Carolina. There's guys there that are competitive and great players. For me, I think I'm just going to try and be myself coming in, and then hopefully as a group we can just develop that team atmosphere, that desire to win and compete every night. And I think if you can collectively gel and be a group like that, tight knit, you'll find success. I think confidence goes a long way, especially for younger players. And if we can, get that confidence up in all these young guys early, I think we can do, a lot of very good things. And, I'll just try and, shepherd some of that along as I get integrated with the group. But for the most part, I'll be myself and be a pro and push guys to compete every night and have success to try and win. That's the biggest thing. That's why we play.
Hi, Eric. Bill Happy, Times Herald. You've maintained a lot of consistency over your career. When you went to Minnesota, you found that level, elite level again. Why did you fit so well with the Wild, and what helped your career kind of take off again when you went there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors. I had been in Carolina for a very, very long time. And to be honest, to the later part of my time there, we just weren't very good. And that can weigh on you as a player. You don't ever, I'm not the person to bash, players or teams, but the reality was we weren't a very good team. And when I came to Minnesota, it was a team that was established and very good. And I just plugged in. And when you plug in on a very good team, that confidence and excitement for the game came back really quickly for me. And, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It was a good group of guys that made me feel welcome. And a couple years again later, winding down to the later part of my career, this is another challenge for me that I think is exciting. There's like I've been saying, there's some talent there in Buffalo. There's some younger players coming up. There's things to be excited about. I think it just needs to develop, and that confidence needs to grow. And I think I can just try and be a part of helping that along. And, we'll hopefully find success earlier rather than later.
Hi, Eric. John Vogel with The Athletic. Welcome. The one thing here the last few years, obviously Jack didn't have a lot of help down the middle. when you look back on your on the good teams you've been on, how important was it to have two or three centers and be strong down the middle to lead to success?
Yeah, the center ice position is very important. You know, I think most, you know, teams that are successful have that. You know, but to me, the biggest reason for success is a team playing like a team. You need everybody. You need not just guys up the middle. You need commitment from your whole lineup and from the goaltender to the D. I mean, it's cliche and boring to say, but you don't win unless you're a team that's tight knit and committed to success, especially in this league. It's too hard. It's too close. It's too competitive. The biggest thing is having your group committed to, you know, finding success together and leaning on each other and believing in each other. And you know, I think you always strive for that. It's just the obviously the teams that win the championship at the end of the year really end up doing that. And that's a goal that you try and help be a part of. And that's what I'll try and do when I come to Buffalo.
Hi, Eric. It's Sarah from the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for doing this. I just had a couple questions. You know, you mentioned kind of out of the blue, even with all the kind of turnover that's been going on lately with the team, it still came as a surprise. Like, how did you find out?
Yeah, it, well, I think with the, you know, with the rumblings with Mikko and I just kind of felt like, I knew it was a possibility, I guess I should say. I mean, obviously, I just thought that the year would start and we'll see how the year goes. And if they wanted to move on, maybe it would be a deadline type thing. So I guess that's more along the lines of why it felt a little bit out of the blue. But I was just at home here in Minnesota, outside actually by myself, and Bill had called and I hadn't talked to him since the season ended. So I thought it was just more along those lines as the end of the year stuff. But he informed me he traded me and it was brief. And that was that.
Before I ask my last question, I just wanted to thank you again for all the time and help you provided us in Minnesota and me in particular over the years. But what was most meaningful or what will stand out the most about that chapter of your career? Obviously, some big milestones were accomplished. Mm-hmm. Sweater, but what will you cherish the most from those years?
Well, I think coming here initially the first year was, you know, shoveling off the pond behind my house and having an outdoor rink for my kids. That was that cool feeling of being out on the ice outside and kind of bringing back that memory of me as a kid skating outdoors and being out there with my kids. I think that was, that was the number one thing I'll remember. And then obviously just on ice was awesome with, you know, the types of teams that we had here and the guys that, you know, kind of let me be me and I fit in nice and obviously found success, went to a couple All-Star games, you know, a lot of milestones. You know, there's a lot of memories that, you know, I'll keep for a long time. You know, but I think that biggest thing was just that excitement and that passion that, you know, maybe had faltered a little. And, you know, I got that back just, you know, shoveling out the rink.
Hi, Eric. It's Mike Zeisberger from NHL.com. Good to see you again.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Just wondering, I mean, you were talking about shepherding, you know, some of the younger players, but you played from 2010 to 16 with Jeff Skinner. You had a great year 2 years ago. Last year was a down year. Do you think you can help him on or off the ice because you know what he's good at and you know, like any player where he needs work and just there's about talk a little bit about the comfort factor there.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I mean, Skins is an elite talent. His skill set is unique. I think his ability to find pucks in tight areas around the net. He's very strong. He's committed to his craft. He's a fun guy to watch. He's entertaining. So I hope I can help. You know, I've gotten to know him very well, obviously with our time in Carolina. I hope last year was a little bit of an anomaly for him. I think he's going to be counted on for a lot. And, I think for me, it's just, along with not only just Jeff, but all the guys there is be a good teammate and try and help us, become a team together. And if you do that, individuals will find success and you'll be going in the right direction. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing him again and, sharing the ice with him.
Here in, hey, Eric, Greg Voris from Spectrum News here in Buffalo. You mentioned, how you can help some of the younger guys. You were a high draft pick with high expectations. Dylan Cousins is now in those shoes with Sabres fans wanting a lot out of him soon. Now that you're 35 and gone through a great career, a guy like him specifically, how do you think you can help him being a youngster who has, a big plate in front of him?
Well, I mean, I think the number one thing I know that helped for me was, watch these guys that have had careers of 15, 16, 17 years and see what they do. When I came in, I watched the Rod Brind'Amour, Corey Stillman, Ray Whitney, Brad Hedekin. These guys made 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 year careers out of their time. And as a young player, you watch what they do to try and, have that success. So, I think for me, it's just being a sounding board. If he's got questions, it's about coming to the rink, being a pro and being prepared, having fun, enjoying it. Just all those things that, I know I'll do just because that's who I am. And I'll enjoy just being there, with the guys and playing a game. It's there's nothing better. So, I think those things you learn and the younger guys will be able to pick up on their own, hopefully. And but you're always there as support for any teammate.
Hi, Leith Dunick here with Thunder Bay Source and TVNewsWatch.com. Eric, have you had a chance to talk to Carter Hutton, a fellow Thunder Bay player who is on the Sabres, about sort of what the environment is like with the team, what the atmosphere is like, what the city is like, that sort of thing? And then beyond that, have you thought beyond this year to free agency?
I've only exchanged texts with Hutz. I haven't talked to him. I've exchanged some texts with a couple different guys and spoken with Kevin and Ralph, but nothing too in depth. Honestly, it's been pretty whirlwindish the last couple days, just kind of wrapping my head around everything and sorting through it all with my wife and my boys. And so I'm sure that'll happen more in the coming days. Obviously, not knowing when the next season is going to start, we've got some time to sort through some things, but it was good to hear from him for sure, and a few of the others. So, those things will happen. As far as free agency goes, haven't given it a ton of thought yet. I mean, it's on the horizon, but I'm taking this little by little, and we'll see, how this goes in Buffalo, and we'll kind of go from there.
Hey, Eric. Alex Brasky with the Batavia Daily News. What are your impressions of the city of Buffalo? You obviously already gave your impressions to the team, but what are your impressions of the city?
Well, I know it's a passionate hockey fan base. Obviously, playing there in 06 in the conference finals, our hotel was, I think, right near downtown, and these streets were just packed with people every night, during that run for them. So I know the fan base there is very passionate. Obviously, it's been a difficult number of years for the group, but they've got some good young pieces and things to be excited about. It just needs to kind of fit a little bit better and come together. But as far as the city, I know a lot of guys that have played there and a lot of guys that, you know, have spent time there, speak highly of it. There's a lot of guys end up retiring and staying there. So positive things, and you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing the arena and you know, just getting comfortable with kind of everything as we move forward.
Hi, Eric. Joe Yerden, writer for Hire here. Welcome to the team. Wanted to ask, between the kind of piggyback off of Mike Zeisberger's question about playing with Jeff, what's different about your game from when you played with him in Carolina to now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I've obviously got a lot more experience. I'm pretty comfortable in my skin and what I can do on the ice. But I have, you know, similar mindset, skill set to, you know, what I've been over my career. I contribute offensively and, you know, can play at both ends of the rink. You know, I just love to compete and love to see success out of the group and individuals. And you know, I don't feel like I've changed a whole ton as a player. I think confidence, even for me, over my time is a big thing. If I can get rolling and feeling good about my game, I can go on a good long stretch and be successful offensively. It's, you know, it's when it's not clicking, it's making sure that you're doing the other things that you need to help your team win. And you know, that's always those things that you're working towards every single day. But as far as a player, you know, I've tried to adapt and adjust as the game's changed over the years. And feel like I've done a decent job of that over the last 4 years here in Minnesota.
Eric Adam Bedini, WGRZ Buffalo. Again, kind of right along those lines. How productive, you know, obviously you've been productive. How productive do you feel you can still be at this stage in your career? Because people will question, you know, let's say 35, 36, and age becomes a question relative to productivity. What's been the key for you, and how do you see that issue moving forward?
I mean, hopefully it's not an issue, but it seems to be always kind of be talked about in this line of work. But I mean, that's kind of, you know, how it goes. I still feel great. My body feels good. I'm excited every single time I go to the rink and compete. I think in the right situation, I can still be an offensive contributor and help my teammates around me be better. I've had success over the last 4 years here, being a contributor, being one of those go-to guys offensively. And I always seem to, in my opinion, find a way. I'm hoping that continues on and doesn't change. Haven't talked to Ralph or Kevin too much about role or where they see me in the lineup, but I'll just try and be me and find a way to produce and be a help to us winning games.
Hi, John Vogel with The Athletic again. I'm just curious, since you mentioned you talked with Ralph, what impression did you get from him?
It was good. It was a good chat. It was pretty brief, but it was, I've met him actually before at the Olympic camp for the, I think it was the 2014 Olympics, that summer before I talked to him there. I believe I've skated at a camp with his son a number of years ago as well. So, I've met him before. He's got a good presence, and it was a great conversation. And he's, you know, committed and excited about, bringing along this younger group and having me along, join with. So, it was a good talk. I'm sure we'll communicate more here in the next while and what he expects, but I look forward to working with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.